Then we have, of course, the line about each of us sitting under our own vine and fig tree. The Bible places a great emphasis on land and owning your own land, property. The Bible also talks about the Garden of Eden from cover to cover, not just in the initial chapters of Genesis, but even in the very last chapter of the Bible. And throughout the Bible, there are allusions, there are references and symbols of the Garden of Eden all through the Bible. Now, this has become controversial because some take this to an extreme. You have environmentalists who virtually worship the earth, and they want us to get back to Eden, they say. And you have the whole question of agrarianism versus technology. Environmentalism is a pagan religion. It's the worship of nature, the worship of earth. The Bible says we take the garden, we take the wilderness, and we transform it into a garden. And we take the garden and transform it into the city of God. And we enjoy the best of both the garden and the city, because both garden and city are under the law of God. The law of God brings peace. The law of God brings harmony. So despite the controversy of environmentalism versus industrialism and so forth, these things work out if we take the law of God seriously. For example, the law of God is against debt and usury. How much of our dysfunctional technology would exist if we didn't have false weights and measures, where the government creates money, creates purchasing power, and quote-unquote invests it into certain factories and forms of technology which may end up harming the environment? If technology evolves, if technology grows out of the family and out of honest monetary transactions, then I believe you'll find technology will be more humane, will be more environmental, and that we will build the city of God, the New Jerusalem, the garden city of God, and transform the wilderness into a garden without destroying the environment.